neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Find a wife, and he was asked to leave the house because his brother is planning to harm him. So his mother told him, you go, and then I'll let you know when you come back. So now there's an interesting point that when Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom was sent to receive a bracha from his Abba, so how did he prepare himself? What did he do? Goat skin, put on his hand. Okay. He was told by his mother he has to wear the clothing of
his brother Esav.
The Torah says Bigdei Chamudot. Why?
Because he always Esav when he comes to his father he wears special clothing.
Yitzhak was able to tell the difference.
No.
He
feel it, probably.
Feel it.
Yeah.
But we see the only thing that he felt was the goat skin.
Because he touched it.
Fine. But the clothing, what the clothing is going to do? Yitzhak cannot see. So what difference does it make if he would enter with pyjama, with a tuxedo?
He could smell it.
Smell it? He had a smell?
Yes, it has a smell. Of course.
Where does it say it has a smell? How do you know it has smell? It's 2,000 years old clothing, you know? What kind of smell?
Made by Hashem.
Say?
Made by Hashem.
Fine. But Yitzhak Avinu was able to smell it?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
So now here, let's see. So now, Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom was told that he has to go to his Abba and pretend he's a sub. Right? So that means he had to say a
lie,
not a truth. Yaakov was able to do such a thing? Would you expect that Yaakov would do such a thing?
No.
So how did he do it?
His father told him no way.
Understand. But let's say if you don't like some type of food, what food you don't like? You can force you to eat it. You don't eat it. You cannot. How can you force to eat it? He says in the Torah, when he says that he's a very simple, righteous scholar. So that's a description of Yaakov Avinu. No, that doesn't matter. If that's what your character is, so you cannot do otherwise. It's impossible. How can you say something that is not truth? Now, here's the answer.
Understand.
But the character of person, how it is, that's how you act. Like, you know, people, they're always on time. They're never late. So they're never late. But if somebody is always late, so that means he's always late. I mean, for example, it never happens. So that's what your character is all about.
No, it does happen.
Doesn't happen? It does happen. I mean, even it happens maybe once in a... So now here, Rivka Avinu alayha shalom knew that Yaakov Avinu alayhi shalom is not able to do such a thing. It's impossible. She knew how Yaakov is all about. She knew this is the pure, flawless Yaakov Avinu. He cannot, you know, go there and pretend he's herself. So what did she do? So she wrapped her righteous son with a clothing that is full of lie. That was the clothing of Esav. So by wrapping Yaakov Anolim Shalom with the clothing of Esav, then Yaakov was able to say something that is not true. Of course. And that's why we have so many stories about Big Day Sadiqim. Like, let's say, Rabbeinu Mordechai Sha'alavi, there's many stories that the people, you know, they were not well and so on. They were just about to give birth. Or for one time, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Kaduri, Alav Shalom, sat on a chair, and then a lady that was barren for 10 years sat on that chair, and she gave birth 9 months later. And there was a line for the ladies that they came and they sat on that chair. For 10, 15 minutes that the Sadiq sat on the chair, he created such a kedusha on that chair that brought such a miracle. So here we see all of a sudden, Yaakov Avinu is forcing Yaakov Avinu, you have to wear this clothing. Why? What difference does it make? And the answer here is, this is a chidush of Chatam Sofer, it's an unbelievable chidush. Such a beautiful insight that to make Yaakov Avinu alav shalom, to be able to say something that is not the truth, you had to be wrapped with something that is full of falsehood.
Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.